This is the second part of the Dharma talk on the 1st September 2016. So let I describe about the three levels of the peacefulness. If the practitioners know and understand about this, then we can live together with this peacefulness. And you won't have any problem with the talk, with the thought, with any action. No twist, no shame, or roll around like the rock. It won't happen like that. And you won't destroy yourself or destroy the others. That's why the Buddha says, the peacefulness of life is the best happiness, and nothing else can compare. It's uncomparable. And the next point is the brightness. If the mind be careful, the mind stable, the mind is in peacefulness, then the mind will be bright. It's bright like the sun. So I write to praise to the mind, which is could be bright like the sun. In the Pali word, we say chivitang atapavo. If any life that can practice the mind, until the mind stay in the peacefulness and the brightness is like the sun, then this mind will not come back. It will not come back to engage or get involved with the sensual pleasure, with the sensual satisfaction, with the sensual craving, and the sensual lust. The mind will not come back to consume it at all. It's like you cut the top of the palm trees, or you cut the head from the man. It cannot stay alive. It cannot connect, it cannot come back. In this condition of the mind, in this moment, the mind will don't care about birth and death, because birth and death cannot destroy the mind. Because inside the mind, it has no sick, no old, no die, no birth, no death. So this is the second door of the foundation for the mind to cut the stream. It's not hard or easy. It's during I'm talking like this. Do you have mindfulness and meditation or not? Yes, you have. If you listen and you understand and you know about this. But if you don't understand, don't know about this, then you don't have mindfulness and meditation. So today I want to praise the word know, because the word know is very important. And when you understand about this, then you can clean and clear the dirt in your mind, remove the darkness in your mind. We use the word know to do this. Knowledge and know normally is different. For knowledge, you need vijnana or consciousness. But for know normally, in the Pali word we call jnana, it's different. Yes, the knowledge that we have, we need the consciousness or vijnana. But the normal know that we have in the practice, we don't need the consciousness. We need the jnana. And it can produce the moods. The two moods called ittharam or anittharam in Pali word. Ittharam means light. Anittharam means dislike. But mostly, the mind doesn't have foundation of the Dharma. that can cut the stream of defilement, the mind will not produce anything inside, even though like or dislike. Good or bad, the mind will not produce. Why it doesn't produce anything? Because the mind is bright, clean and clear already. It don't need to produce anything else. Because the mind full already, don't need to feel more anything else. And the mind is bright, beautiful and elegant already. So don't need to put any option more inside. It's like the sun. It's so bright and perfect. Therefore, what I talking about is, if you practice and keep practice, don't worry about the time. Because the Dhamma or the Buddha is not about the time. Just do it right here, right now. Do it in this moment. This is not about the system or the pattern or anything. So therefore, don't waste your time. Don't waste the time with carrying stupidity in your head and waiting your body to getting sick, old, and die in the end. This is what you want. You should not waste your time with this. What is usefulness in that? What is the benefit from that? Are you waiting the time to come to blessing you? Do you think that's gonna happen? Because finally, you'll be burned or buried under the grave. Because the breathing that in and out, it had no chance to love or hate anyone. In this breathing, is no chance of who is my family, who is my relative. Go chan yang maranang suwe, who know the death will come. And when the death come, it doesn't care. This is your family. This is my family. Who are you? Or who are they? It doesn't matter. When they come, they just come. When the mind stay in the peacefulness and brightness, the mind has no family, no relative, which means the good mood or bad mood. No itarum, no anitarum. Therefore, during the mind stay in the purity, like this, stay in samahito, or in the great samadhi, then the mind has no chance to go left or right, go forward or backward. The mind will not going around and around like before. And therefore, the Buddha said, sujata samadhi, or the emptiness in meditation, is the best one because it makes the mind stop there, no moving, no going, because it's liberated already, it's cool and calm already. You see how great it is. So this is the Dhamma that I tell you today. It's about the foundation that we need to have in the mind, so the mind can cut the stream of the defilement. So it's like first I start to talk with the Pariyat or study the doctrine of the Dhamma, and then we move to the Patibat or the practice. But for about the result or Pativet, we don't talk about that. Because if you make sure you have the first two of it, you have the good Pariyat, and then you have the good Patibat or practice, then the emptiness or the Pativet will come by itself. And then for Pativet, for 30%, we will discuss about this later. But today, when you know all about this, you better hurry and put more effort in the practice. Don't waste your time with doubt and question, with analysis or investigate. But it's better to practice by your body and your mind. Because if you only stuck with the investigate and analysis, it's finally, it just restless and endless. It cannot end because it had the sensual satisfaction, sensual craving, and sensual discovery already. If you stay under the three sensual pleasure, for sure, you will stay in the sensual world, in the sensual realms, and cannot escape, and no chance for noble mind at all. It's only a hell mind that you will have. In the whole world, the whole universe that I'm talking about, even though for the Brahman worlds, they still surrender and live under the defilement. And the Deva or gods surrender to stay with the sensual pressure. But don't talk about the human being, because we have all everything in this kind of defilement and sensual desire. So what else do you want for your life? So the foundation of the mind that I'm talking about right now is not about the Brahmins, the Deva, the ghost, the Peta, or the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. It's not about that. But it's about me. It's about I. It's about you. Like, I think, I know, I remember, I feel. Because you are the one who think, you are the one who feel, you are the one who receive, you are the one who remember, you are the one that conscious and know. And then everything just end and stop. Because when you have you or I, which means you have ego or self, in Dhammajak or Ananta Sutra, it's just clean and clear about self or Atta. That's why the Arahant happened from that. If we don't have Dhammajak and Ananta, then our body or mind will have self and ego. When we have self and ego, then we will receive suffering and happiness. And it's going by the enactment of the world. But if Dhammajak or the wheel of Dhamma starts spinning, or when Ananta arises in your mind, then is no suffering, no happiness, no birth or death that can arise in this body and mind. And then you will see it's really normal, it's natural, that birth and death is really normal. And it's nothing special in that. What's special is about the four paths, the four fruit, and when nirvana arise. This is the special things. It's not about birth and death. So this is the summarize of the Dhamma that I give you today for all practitioners. It's not about you pray accepting to practice for 7 months. Just 7 minutes, 1 minute, you can do it. So faithfulness, the sila or morality, and trust and confidence, and keep practice the Dhamma often. So this is the way that help you to get enlightenment. It's not about go to travel, enjoy, have fun, go to talk to each other. It's not like that, because that's kind of business or the normal anymore. Because the animal in the sky, animal on earth, or animal in the water, they do like that. It's not the duty or the business of the noble monk. Because normally we live in the dirty things already. We need to come out. So I summarize in the end. in the different tastes of Dharma that I give you. If we study, we practice in the Samatha or the Vipassana, which means in the peacefulness and the wisdom, there is nothing else to waste your time, waste your life, waste your taste, and waste your fruit. A person who see the Dharma arise in front of himself with no doubt, no question, no shaking. He deserves to keep that Kai Dharma to arise often and often. And this will lead him to be successful, and it will be great success. Therefore, if we are a wise person, we better purify our mind. We better train our mind. Don't let the mind stay in the sadness. Don't let the mind be doleful. Make the mind that free from attachment. Let go bad mood and good mood. Don't have any defilement inside. When the mind extinct everything already, then the mind don't have any suffering at all. So this is the point of the Dharma, at the foundation for the mind that can cut the stream defilement. And then later, Lompo Thongbai let the monk do some chantings, and then he gives some more Dharma talk in the end. The Buddha verse is not belong to a human. It's not belong to the demon or the ghost. But it's the precious treasure that's come from his mouth. Don't be ridiculous. Don't pretend that you don't know, don't see about this. There is no words, no language, no teaching since the Brahman world until the hell that could be beautiful and pure and precious like the Buddha teaching. Because his teaching is clean the body, clean the mind, clean the speech, is make them bright and shy and joyful. It's only the Buddha verse. The other thing cannot do like this. The mother milk can feed the baby and let the baby grow up, but it can clean and purify the mind. It cannot cut the craving from the mind. It just can raise the baby, but cannot cut the craving and defilement. And for the sila or morality, it's a skillful language that the human use that. Human talking about morality, but they're not expert how to use the morality to cut the stream of anger. That's why you hate, you are angry, you worry. Because only sila or moralities, this is the supreme of holy life. And with the sila in the beginning, it's make everything beautiful and joyful profoundly. In the part of the holy life, if anyone who break the sila, who destroy morality, then they have no chance to have enlightenment. If you have a little of the sila, then at least the benefit will make you become a human. And if you have the sila in the middle, that will support you to be the devas or the brahmins. But if you have the bad sila, then it will make you become the noble monk because it cut the stream of anger. Still, tight, firm, nirvana. This is the sila. Rotten, heavy, burn. This is a person who break the sila. A ruffian will destroy sila, will destroy good person, will destroy the dharma. That's why he has a bad luck. But for a wise person, he respect in the good man, and he enjoy in the sila. He prays to sila, and he trust and confident in the dharma. What is dharma? This dharma is meditation or samadhi. That's why that good person is stable, and his life has good luck. His life won't be barren. So right now it's a half of the rain retreat already. I want you to stop and quit in being and torture in your body, speech and mind. You know what is torture in your body, speech and mind? Actually, it's not much. But just make sure that you won't let your mind fall to hell. And the body, don't be cruel like the giant. And the speech should not be like the hungry ghost of Beta. If you can do it right now, right here, then all the sin in body, speech and mind will remove. We has no power, will run out and stop. Yes, just talk good, think good, do good, so you can end all sins. Yes. You can set up the deadline for it in the morning, at noon, in the evening. Just talk good, think good, do good. Set up the deadline. I won't talk bad, I won't think bad, I won't do bad. I will not do any badness. I will not do any bad thing until my life run out from this world. We will receive the goodness or not? Or do you think your goodness will disappear? I want to say some word to you. You do the goodness or badness to yourself for what? What is the purpose to doing this? Because when you want to do the goodness, you hesitate to do that. You're afraid to do that. But when you do the badness, you just do it. No hesitation. No thinking. No considering. You just do it. And you still can call yourself you are a good person or not. Is it worth it or not? Because right now it's a half of the rain retreat already. I don't see any progress or anything that can satisfy me. Therefore the Buddha said, we should have the faithfulness, have the sila, and have the trust and confidence. Make it happen often and often. That's why a wise person will make the faithfulness, make the sila, make the trust confidence, and see the dharma very often. But right now you don't see the dharma often, but you only see rotten things often. It's a shame to see this. Your robe, your food, your house, your medication, everything is clean. But your mind and your mood is very dirty. You twist and deceive and cheating, go around and around, and no taste of noble monk. It's hurt and painful inside. Because whatever you do, you just do by the system of defilement. Don't care about anything. But in fact, a wise person and the ruffian, they can live together. But the problem is the ruffian is like the excrement, it's like the dirt in this world that will destroy the peacefulness and the beautifulness in this world. So the sila that I tell you today, you have to start to do it right now. So make it happen. Keep it. Increase it until it reaches to 100%. Then you will be free from being human anymore or sankhara. So you better destroy or defilement, destroy or attachment, destroy or sensual pleasures. And then don't need or worry to think about it again. Don't be restless with that, because you destroy all of this. And then you will have the great taste of the Dharma when you have a perfect sila, a perfect samadhi, a perfect panya. Even though in this world you live for 1 second, but it's worth it. It's worth than a person who live 100 years and know nothing about this. And you won't be invalid man or woman. That's why the Buddha says a person who stay in the bright knowledge, in the clean knowledge, his life is worth it and really useful, and it's better than a person who stay in the darkness. So summarize in the Dharma talk today, that I'm talking the foundation of the mind to cut the stream and reach to the Dharma. I hope you understand about this. And then the next time in the Dharma talk, I would like to interview for a senior monk that will practice in the rain retreat, because I want to know that the first day we start the course in the rain retreat, that we enter the course by vichha and panya, by the insight and the wisdom, and we stay by samadhi and sati, meditation and mindfulness. And then we exit and go out by jhana and vimut, by the knowledge and liberation. I want to know if it could happen to you or not, or you just be the normal people are the same. The old mood or the new mood, don't keep it, don't grab it. It happened, then it will flow and it will go away. You just let them go. Don't need to keep them. Don't need to buy them with your mind. I am this, I am that. You don't need to be like that. I have this, I have that. You don't need to have it with them. Because every day, every minute, people just die and die. Many millions. And finally, it's nothing, it's empty. Because sabbe sankhara, anicca, dukkha, anatta. When you see the sankhara of formation, it's impermanent, suffering, and non-self. Have you ever get tired with that? If you feel tired with that, you feel that it's boring, you don't want to have it anymore, so that's good, because you are in the path to nirvana already. Because you become and clean this path, so don't wait. Because if you're waiting for your life, waiting for the time, that means you are sitting with the cough for nothing. Maybe today this body is not rotten, but we know the next 3 days this body could be rotten already. It will be like this. Everyone is the same. Not any life that can resist this. Even though the bone will turn to ash, will turn to dust, in 3 or 4 years, is no exception. it will rotten and decay. But you know, the mind is not the bone. So, do you very confident and trust yourself that this body will never die? You just believe and trust in ignorance, in conceit, in ego. So how much stupid you are. You should know that this is your real enemies. So now today you better to start to practice. So this is the strategy that I give you today to make sure that you have the noble or the wise person arise in your mind. Just start from this year 2016. I hope in next 5 years I will see someone who get enlightenment to be a noble monk. If it's not happen, maybe it's all lands will be barren. And don't talk about in the other place, under the sky and on this earth. Because what they are doing, they are trying to selling their products. They don't try to purify the mind like this. Because right now, they just selling their skin, their meat, selling their intelligence, their brain to those stupid people to buy. But for me, I'm not like that because I don't like defilement. So therefore, the old monk and new monk should understand and know about this. We enter the rain retreat with the panya and vichā, with the wisdom and insight. And we stay in the rain retreat with meditation and mindfulness. And then we finish the rain retreat with the yana and vimut by nourish and liberation. If you don't do it right now, so when will you do it? So cut the stream. Cut the head off to worship the Buddha. Stop dead. Get the enlightenment is better than live to be the enemy of yourself. You know every square inch that you're walking. It's no exception that no one will come. Please stay alive. Please live. You will stay forever. It's no like that. Because everywhere, every square inch that you go is the dead. You will die. So don't lost. Don't drunk in the past, in the future. Because now I'm begging you that don't get involved. Don't lost in the circle of the suffering. Because the most quick that you can do it is the most profit that you will have. But if you do it slower, then you will be more regret in that. That's why the Buddha told Pra-Anund, you have to be more effort, more patient, and more quick to kill, destroy defilement. And don't be negligent. Okay, it's enough for today, this Dharma talk.